Welcome back. Welcome back. This is your host, ED. Podcast in which we talk about marketing, entrepreneur, and just anything to do with life. Let's get it. So today's episode is, this is not optional. Continuously change. Again, this is not optional. Continuously change. You see, in life, I remember I was having a conversation with a coworker one day at a previous job, previous job. And he'd been with the company 15 years. I had only been there, probably at that time, I had only been there a year. And he said something to me. He was like, you know, I really hate working here. And I was like, okay, so why are you still here? And he started to go down this whole long list of things of why he's still here. You know, I'm the breadwinner. My wife, you know, we have, you know, created additional bills, and I have kids, and I have a son that's in college, and I have, you know, a daughter that's about 2 to 3 years out from going to college, and, you know, so it's like, that's interesting. So what I normally do in this situation, depending on the person, I become extremely curious and start becoming engaging. And sometimes it turns confrontational because I start asking the questions or presenting the statements that they already know, but they don't want to hear. It's sort of like, hey, I want to lose weight, and there's about 13 million diets out there, but I guarantee you, you know how to lose weight. You know how? Cut back on your calories. Stop eating what you've been eating. That's it. But going back to this situation, the reason why he truly didn't want to leave, it had nothing to do with because of everything he named, from, you know, his oldest child in college, his daughter, you know, 2 to 3 years away from graduating, the bills, him being the breadwinner. None of that existed. It was there, but it doesn't exist. And you're like, what do you mean is there, but it doesn't? What I mean is, it is there, meaning that so is there. But it doesn't exist because you can erase it by creating a situation where you can get it removed. So if you don't like what you're doing, why not look for another job? Why complicate it? I wouldn't say just quit this job and without looking for another job. Or if you don't like the job, find out the reasons what you don't like about the job. If it's things that can be fixed there, then you work on fixing them there. If they're unable to be fixed there, then you need to take the necessary steps. Step one, create a resume. Step two, put your resume online. Step three, let people know you're looking. Like, but what I've learned is people would rather complain and become frustrated. And this is just not optional. Like, it's not an option for you to sit there, complain and fuss and be frustrated when you don't have to be. I think sometimes people get so excited about the pain and frustration, about complaining about the pain and frustration, that they lose the momentum to work on the solution. Ooh, that was good. Ooh, that was good. I think I may take that for myself. I said, people get so excited about the pain and frustration that they lose the focus and the momentum to work on solving the problem. And you ask yourself, well, why do people do that? Because they make it an option. I heard something really great today where there was a pastor, and I can't remember his name. Oh, man, I hate when I missed a person's name. I can't remember his name right now. But anyway, this particular pastor, he talked about the importance of partnerships, whether that's a friend, family, business, spouse, whatever it is, person you're dating, whatever that is, the importance of it. And that really registered at me, with me, because I've made a lot of decisions that I shouldn't have. If I would have understood the partnership a little better, I would have known not to go down that direction. That would have been an option for me not to go down that direction. And you're like, well, then why would you go down that direction? Because when you're somebody like, see, this is why I know I'm meant to be an entrepreneur, because I enjoy working on and trying to fix problems. I enjoy the fact of, like, I'll know, like, I know that this person that I'm dealing with, there's going to be a problem. Not a healthy conflict. Like, healthy conflict is great. That's a great thing to have. But I'm talking about that negative conflict that doesn't produce any fruit. Healthy conflict produces fruit. Because instead of me holding this inside and then doing something to you later in regards to saying something that was small and I blow it out of context because I'm really mad about what you did a day, year, 6 months, whatever, previous, I have to realize and know that I can't allow myself to get. That's why it's important to have healthy conflict. So you can talk to your partner, whether it's again, friend, family member, spouse, that person you date, any and all of that. So that's why I think we have to stop making things optional. So for the next 30 days, I'm taking a no option mentality. See, I don't want to be someone that talks it. I want to be someone that lives it and talks it. Because if I'm someone that lives it and talks it, I would take a line and say the proof is in the pudding. But I'm going to say, no, the proof is not in the pudding. It's in the ingredients in which creates the pudding. I'm on fire today. I hope you guys is catching this heat because it's some good work. So for the next 30 days, I am doing no option. What does no option mean? Well, I know that I need to basically work on these. I need to work on these three items. I need to be always focusing on marketing and focusing on creating content through the podcast. And sales. Those are the three things I need. Oh, well, as far as a business, as far as personal, I need to be working on my spiritual, mental, and physical health. So for the next 30 days, and I'm going to report in every day for 30 days and let you guys know what I've done, or more or less, I'll give you a recap of the week. And as always, I want to share the failures because I want people to understand that you can fail at this, but it's not how you failed, it's how you respond to the failure. So if you're going to accept my challenge, 30 days of no options, meaning you don't make it optional or negotiate with yourself like, well, today, you know, if your field is, you know, I don't know, let's say it's nursing. What am I going to be studying in nursing to put me ahead of my competition? That's what I'm doing. I'm studying. What can I study in marketing? Who can I follow and listen to? What can I learn from? And I'm going to immerse myself for 30 days in marketing and sales and entrepreneurship, podcasting entrepreneurship. So currently right now, as we start today, I've already listened to one podcast, but I'm going to listen to another podcast, which in this one, I'm listening to, they're talking about, and I don't know the podcast name. If I remember, I'll tell you guys, but basically talking about the guy that created Shopify. So I'm understanding his story. So that's why it's important of stories of people that come before you in something you want to do, because it allows you to understand their failure and not how, if they had to do it over again, how they'll do it different, but how you can take their failure and you can do what they was unable to do, to the fact of they didn't know it until the event occurs. But moving forward, now they know if this situation comes up again, they know they won't need to, they know how to respond to the failure. So guys, I hope you enjoyed this. Again, I hope you take on the challenge whenever you hear this. Again, 30 days of no options. And again, no options mean no negotiation with yourself. If you said, hey, I'm going to eat one meal a day, that's what you do. If you say, hey, I'm going to exercise 3 days a week, that's what you do. And you stick to it for 30 days. And if you fail, and you might, write down what was you thinking or why did you negotiate with yourself or why you fail. All right, family, till next time. It's been a pleasure, a treat. Always thank you guys for taking time to listen to information I'm putting out. So I hope it touches somebody and able to make them better, because that's what this podcast is always about. It's about enrichment and growing the mind, body, and soul. Until next time.